Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. A while back, I was actively involved with mentoring refugees who had been resettled here in Sioux Falls by the ORR. It was a privilege to walk alongside an individual or a family as they negotiated the very hard transition from a war-torn nation where genocide was destroying tribes because of long-held resentments that reached back hundreds of years. In my training for that ministry, I learned that even though a refugee is freed from the impending threat to their life with their refugee status, they were now in a new kind of refugee status, a stranger who had lost everything, land, culture, family, to live in a new land with a culture and a language that is vastly different from what they had escaped. I could spend so much time addressing what I observed over those years, but I'd like to share what came back to me as I read today's Office of Readings. In reality, we are all refugees to some degree, because we are not at home in this world's culture, or at least we shouldn't feel at home. The language and the mindset of the culture should feel foreign to us. The values of the culture should feel odd when we try to fully embrace them. We should feel like sojourners rather than denizens. The Lord Jesus Christ emphasized this in so many ways as he taught his disciples and wannabe followers who tagged along during his earthly ministry. Today's passage from Matthew 8 is just one exchange that he had that reveals to us how we should then live. It involved two young men. One man said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury the dead." Now we know Jesus wasn't conveying to his followers that a home or a dead relative weren't important. He knew the heart of the men who were asking the questions and could see the reasons for not following him were excuses to stay in their comfort zone. As I read the passage, I recalled a conversation I had with one of the lost boys of Sudan, who I was helping tutor in order to get his GED. During that conversation, I asked him how had he and the other lost boys survived as orphans during the years of wandering further and further away from their destroyed villages. He replied with words that are forever etched in my memory. "We had God." The gaze of his eyes were set on the horizon, and I imagined all the moments of despair and hopelessness he must have felt as he literally ran for his life, and how God revealed himself to him. After a few minutes of silence, I asked Deng if he still held to that truth now as a refugee in America. His answer stunned me. In Sudan, we knew God was all we had and all we needed. Here in America, I notice that people have God and. And I'm afraid I will forget God when I get what you Americans have. Oh, boy. We talked about that for quite a bit because I was the one who needed to learn to live as a refugee in this world. And Deng was my sage. I am a better person because of Deng's influence in my life. Like the men in today's gospel, I was prone to be more concerned about where I lay my head rather than who I can rest in. I was prone to allow earthly obligations and societal norms to cloud my eyes and detract me from the values of God's kingdom. My God and included loopholes and self-justification. My God and had disturbingly familiar images like myself. My God and was a trinity of me, myself, and I. I would spend hours fretting over what people thought of me or all the ifs and buts that I used to qualify my faith in God. It's the human condition. We forget to remember who we are, where our true home is, and what we are to be about. The Lord, ever patient, allows history to unfold, but He is always calling us back to where we belong. The book of Hebrews in the New Testament is the handbook for refugees like us. The exhortation to remain faithful to what we have seen and heard about our identity as citizens of the kingdom of God is strong. Abraham of the Old Testament is recalled as the example for us as we sojourn in the kingdom of this world. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and maker is God. We know that Abraham had struggled with trying to serve God, and it didn't go well for him, but in the end, he lived his life worshiping God. Life improved. The key to the map of faith was this. He went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the promised land as in a foreign country, because he knew his destination was not the promised land in this world. How about you, friend? Do you see this world as a foreign country? Does your faith in God include an and? What does your God and look like? Perhaps you worship God and political party or position or reputation or stuff or family obligations. God and has many faces. Heavenly Father, remind us again that your kingdom is not of this world. In you alone, we are truly at home. Draw us back to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives. Check out sushipe.co and get involved today.